The president may order the killing of two or three Americans and hundreds or thousands of others. He may authorize agencies to secretly detain a person or a few people indefinitely. But then the slippery slope leads to people being detained without the president even knowing, for reasons of plausible deniability. When the president can do it, every petty two-bit judge, sheriff, town cop, magistrate, and courthouse clerk starts thinking it's okay to push the limits. Even honest citizens, many with police or military backgrounds, find themselves on the receiving end of increasingly authoritarian government tactics. Captain Nicholas Aquino, while attending the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, was confronted outside his home by Sheriff's Deputy Ivan Rodriguez. Apparently, the deputy had been summoned by a neighbor of Aquino's who called to report a suspected burglar. Even after explaining he lived there and showing his military ID and offering his utility bill, Aquino was placed in a chokehold and handcuffed. After studying Aquino's wallet, the deputy realized that the captain was indeed the legal resident, but Aquino related, "The officer did not apologize. He pulls me over to the side of the driveway and he does basic victim blaming, and he says it was my fault for not knowing my neighbors. He then states that he wanted to tase me if he had a taser, and he would have shot and killed me if he had drawn his weapon, and he would have been fully justified in killing me." In May 2014, a Tulsa policeman was accused of firing his gun at a car containing two teenagers who were making out late at night in an empty school parking lot. When the officer approached their parked car, the teens tried to drive off but were stopped when the officer shot out their tires. The officer claimed he felt threatened by their attempt to leave and fired his weapon. It was not explained how firing a gun in a neighborhood was somehow less threatening than scared teens trying to drive off to avoid getting in trouble. It is apparent from the abundance of such stories that police departments should require more extensive training, not in weapons and tactics, but in how to deal fairly with the public and to be more aware of the need for good public relations. They should be reminded that they work for the citizens. They are not on the streets to act as parents or prison guards. But most importantly, officers must avoid the shoot first, ask questions later mentality and understand that lethal force must be the last resort in any conflict.